Okay, well, you just got a little rough, and that wasn't nice, okay? You're going to have to be nice. Mm-hmm. If you can be nice, then we can still play. Okay, we can do TikToks and stuff, but when you start being mean, Mama doesn't want to do TikToks with you, okay? I don't. I want you to be the nice goat, okay? You just be nice, boy. See, I feel like you are sweet, and then you get, like, really hyper, and then I feel like you're going there again. I don't know why you have to talk back like that, okay? I know that you hear your brothers and sisters doing it, but you don't have to do it. We can have one good child, okay? One child that doesn't... No? You don't. You can be vocal and you can verbalize your feelings, but you need to just be sweet and loving, okay? All right. Sweet and loving. That's what we like. Yes.
Good evening. I have made thumbnails all the way up until episode 46. So far, most of my episodes have been about male and female dynamics. The reason I mention this: Joker from the Better Bachelor channel made a 22-minute video yesterday explaining why he and other content creators, like myself, keep talking about women. He had many great points. I like watching other content creators, it gives me different perspectives that I may not have looked at. I will leave the link to Joker's episode in the description below. I do have other topics I would like to discuss, but I am sticking to my script for now. Tonight's episode is Pet Moms. Pet moms probably is not the best term to use. They are pet owners. They never gave birth to these animals. Women are naturally nurturing. Men and women's brains are different. I am not going to discuss brain differences for hours on end. The information is out there, if you are interested in learning more about it. This information is from Daniel Amen, MD. Daniel Amen, MD, is a clinical neuroscientist, psychiatrist, physician, professor, and 10-time New York Times best-selling author. He has been using brain SPECT imaging in his practice for over 30 years. He has fielded thousands of queries about the brain. One of the most common questions he gets is, are there any differences between the male and female brain? The quick answer is yes. This statement may irritate some people, but hear him out. While brain imaging research shows we are equally smart, our brains are wired differently. 1. Women tend to have busier brains. 2. Men tend to have a sleepier prefrontal cortex. 3. Women have more active emotional brains. 4. The anterior cingulate gyrus works differently in men and women. 5. The brain's visual and coordination centers are more active in men. 6. Women's intuition lies in the brain, not in the gut. As I mentioned, women are nurturing. If you look at occupations such as nurses, teachers, and child care, these fields are dominated with a much higher percentage of women. In 2022, strange things are happening. Traditionally, women would stay at home and take care of the children. Now in 2022, many women drop the kids off and go to their daytime job. But what about the women who do not have children? Many of these women who are childless have turned to pet ownership. They have tricked their brains into thinking the pets are children. They treat the pets as children. They even buy clothing outfits for them and feed them food at the dinner table. I have a classmate from high school. I will protect her identity. I have 22 mutual high school friends and do not wish to cause any drama or unwanted attention. She is 39 years old and was never married and has no children. When I look at her Facebook page, she has horses and dogs. Every Christmas, people usually make a Christmas card and take a family photo. For the past 5 years, for Christmas, she dresses her animals up in Christmas costumes and takes Christmas pictures with them. In her mind, and many other women's minds, these pets are their family. I do not have a problem with this. I would much rather see them have all their critters than raise children in a broken home. I must say, though, it is quite hilarious to see them treating their pets like children. More and more I am see dating profiles saying they are looking for a daddy for her dogs. I was surprised to learn there is even a television series about this topic. Pet Moms, the show, gives a glimpse into the lives of four Southern California women, Donna Spangler, Britton Taylor, Maggie O'Brien, and Shauna Olson, who consider their pets as their children. I started to wonder why. Perhaps it is because they can get away with abusing the pets. For example, they could lock their pets in a cage when they go to work, but they couldn't do that for their children. Perhaps it is because they are unable to find any men that want to have children with them. I know there is adoption and sperm banks, but maybe they simply know they would be terrible mothers of children and turn to pets. Many women get off on giving orders, they think they are boss babes, they tell their pets to roll over and play dead. They know more and more men are checking out, men do not want to take orders from a woman. As a man who is going my own direction, I am going to try and capitalize on this. Investing in pet food would be smart. It's going to continue to climb. Also, I am seriously considering breeding dogs. I need to do more research about it. I live in the country, and it could become a profitable side hustle. My research so far said, how much a dog breeding business can make depends on the quality of its dogs and how many litters it breeds in a year. A high-end breeder may have just 4 litters a year, but sell their dogs for $2,500 each. If each litter had 6 dogs, the business would have an annual revenue of $60,000. The salaries of dog breeders in the U.S. range from $20,430 to $75,210, with a median salary of $37,825. The middle 50% of dog breeders makes between $32,117 and $37,797, with the top 83% making $75,210. You would not even have to limit yourself to dogs. I saw a 20-year-old guy that was selling exotic reptiles and was making $20,000 a month. He was the go-to guy because he specialized in only salamanders. I am looking at escaping the grind of dealing with witchy managers and toxic work environments. I am looking to work for myself. If you have any experience with breeding and selling animals, comment below. I think it's going to take off more and more. These women are buying up sheep, goats, lizards, cats, dogs, parrots, you name it. Their apartments are littered with animal feces. But like I said, I am going to take advantage of this situation and make out like a bandit. I will do some more research, but I would try to think like a woman. What kind of pets would women want? I refuse to breed cats. Perhaps something like a German Shepherd. It's a popular breed, and if I was unable to sell one or two, I could train them for home defense. I already have 5 security cameras, but it would give me peace of mind knowing if anyone was breaking into my home, I would be alerted by the dogs and would have time to arm myself. I have been in the military 20 years and deployed 8 times. I have always been on the go and couldn't be tied down to have animals. The difference between men and women is men treat their animals as animals, they do not treat them like children. I wanted to give a shout out to all my subscribers and supporters. I am a new channel, I do not have a large following yet. But knowing that you are enjoying the content helps motivate me to keep making more. I am still building up my alternative platforms slowly but surely. Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a.